morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
I've got a question for cattle producers. Are you sure you're getting the best performance out of your cattle? Not if your pastures are crawling with parasites. Send the enemy packing with Long Range, the first and only extended-release dewormer that provides up to 150 days of parasite control with just one convenient dose. Because your cattle are exposed to those profit robbers far longer than the 14 to 42 days of protection offered by conventional dewormers. So this grazing season, send parasites packing with Long Range. Still skeptical? Ask your veterinarian or Beringer Ingelheim sales representative about season-long parasite control from Long Range. Or check out thelongrangelook.com.
Federal law restricts this drug to use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian for use in cattle only, not for use in humans or other animal species. Keep out of reach of children, not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age, not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or inveal calves. Post-injection site damage such as granulomas and necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment, not for intravenous or intramuscular use. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Full prescribing information, visit thelongrangelook.com.
Hey, good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. The Noble Research Institute has been involved in pecan research since 1975, when the organization then called the Samuel Roberts Noble Foundation acquired its Red River Farm. Over the past several years, though, Charles Rolla, Noble's pecan and specialty agriculture systems manager, says that the pecan has made its way to the forefront of Noble's work.
All of our research is cooperator-driven. Mm-hmm. Even our basic stuff has to have an impact on a producer at some level, and that's where our focus is on research is driven by that producer. We're really focusing a lot on pecan scab. One of our researchers that was expert in endophytes with tall fescue and got her working on pecan scab, and she's made huge discoveries over the last couple years. And with she continues, if we can ever identify scab, the mating scab in the orchard, that would change the whole industry on how we manage. And so we are looking at those. And we'll also continue to partner with the universities, OSU, A&M, with the entomology. We don't have entomology at Noble, but that's where the collaboration is so key for all of us to work together, no matter what state we're involved in.
In fact, Rolla says Noble's commitment to pecan research is so great that an entire research team is being built to explore the pecan's full potential in relation to genetics and root systems and how they can impact overall production. Not only is Noble expanding its research efforts, Rolla also says that Noble is well situated to help producers in the industry, being in the very heart of pecan country. While pecans are grown across the nation, he explains that from a production standpoint, Oklahoma and Texas are well suited for growing pecans and offer tremendous opportunity for farmers and ranchers to supplement their operations.
Oklahoma has the highest percentage of natives. Our production is over 80% native production. That's a blessing and a curse for us. You know, if we could ever get people that have substantial numbers of natives on their property to start managing them, and, you know, Oklahoma could increase their production, you know, by really probably 10, maybe 20 million pounds a year. We could almost double our production by just managing what already exists.
Wow.
You see it on a lot of the big ranches. Pecans is a entity in itself, and if it's managed properly, growers can make substantial money on a per acre basis. Noble done a grazing study under pecans for 19 years, and there were years pecans didn't make money, but over the 19 years, pecans made quite a bit more on a per acre basis than cattle did.
Again, that's Charles Rolla, pecan and specialty agriculture systems manager for the Noble Research Institute. You got farm news on Ron.
Peeper Seed Farms in Enid have three great varieties that can help you succeed as you plant wheat this fall. Joe Peepers featuring Smith's Gold bred by Oklahoma State, as well as SY Monument and SY Flint from AgriPro. All three of these varieties have good milling and making characteristics, as well as great agronomics to help you be successful. Give Joe Peeper a call, 580-541-1949 for more details. Peeper Seed Farms in Enid. They've got the seed wheat that'll help you succeed. 580-541-1949.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.